has deep roots in the Carolinas and proudly supports the Clemson Tigers. Start your new career today by calling 864-761-4041. J. Grady Randolph offers competitive pay and free family health care coverage. Local and regional positions available. Call 864-761-4041 or get more information online at driveforjgr.com. That's driveforjgr.com.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialist can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented poly-level process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
South Carolina and all the ships at sea. We are live at Twin Peaks. Come on out and hang out with the show this afternoon and this evening. The NCAA tournament fully underway. Ramona has completed her bracket, which will provide us all with some entertainment in a little bit. You can get in with your calls, your questions. So far, Ramona, it's going exactly according to my master plan. We'll see how long it lasts. I want to get into a lot of things today. I want to talk a little bit Clemson about first, but just an update on some of the things that are going on. LSU-Yale was the expected close game. LSU took care of business, played clutch basketball late, went to the free throw line repeatedly, made all but one free throw, and that's how you win those kind of games. Everyone knew this would be a tough game. And I think in many ways it's probably LSU's toughest game of the tournament until the one they lose, if they do lose. I think LSU's a monster. I think LSU is extremely, extremely dangerous. And, you know, we talked about it at the show the other night. The other three panelists all picked Yale, and with good reason. I mean, there was reason to pick Yale, as I wrote on Twitter before this game. There was legitimate reason to look at Yale. You had to wonder what LSU's emotional state was, what their readiness was. Yale was a better basketball team than people thought. And so that's why the spread was so low. I mean, the spread was like 6.5 or 7 last I knew. So I'm not at all surprised to see the game play out that way. I thought eventually the talent would win out, and it did. And Yale pressed them. Yale did a nice job in hitting some shots late and gave themselves a shot. But LSU marched to the free throw line and hit every free throw. Again, had they missed any of those free throws, that would have been game on. But they took care of business, and they did what the better team is supposed to do. Auburn has been having trouble with New Mexico State all day. Not at all surprised about that either. I wrote before, when the matchups came out that Sunday, I wrote as soon as they did that beware of New Mexico State and Auburn, that New Mexico State's a team that could easily cool off a hot Auburn team. Auburn, the last I knew, was in front, but I don't see that game on my monitor and any of the monitors in front of me right at the moment, so I'll have to check on that. Earlier today, Minnesota took care of Louisville. That's something we expected. At the Big Bash the other night, I said I hate Louisville. I think Louisville sucks. I'm one of the worst teams in the tournament, so I'm not surprised that Minnesota took them out. I don't think Minnesota's that good, but they're better than that Louisville team, that's for sure. So I'm not really surprised by any of that. And so moving on, the Minnesota Golden Gophers in the battle of Patino Boy versus Patino Dad X team. Right now we have Bradley out to a 5-4 lead on Michigan State. Florida State was in a very close game the last I saw, and I'll be looking for updates on that as well. But come on out and hang out with the show this afternoon and this evening. Having some internet problems right now, so I'm not on Twitter at the moment. So if I'm not answering you, that would be why. Here's the thing. You know, I went back and looked at ACC basketball records over the last 2 years. And if you follow me on Twitter, I posted this last night, and it is unbelievable. The vast majority of people get this, but there are actually some people who wanted to argue this fact. After seeing it in black and white, people actually wanting to argue this. I got a guy today who I'll get to in a minute, but here's the bottom line. Clemson basketball, men's basketball, over the last 2 years under Brad Brownell, 45-23. No, I'm sorry. You can't be a realistic person as a Clemson fan and think that you're entitled to be better than that. I mean, that defies Clemson's history in terms of success. It's inarguable. You can't look at 45-23 and argue, but they're actually dullards who want to. You can't argue 45-23 if you're a Clemson fan. What are you arguing? They play in the ACC against the best teams in the country. You know who isn't 45-23 the last 2 years? Louisville, historical power. You know who isn't 45-23 the last 2 years? Syracuse, historical power. Mike Bray's a friggin' genius, according to everybody. You know what he is the last 2 years? He's 35-34. He's a 500 coach the last 2 years. He's a genius. Your guy is 45-23. Not only is he 45-23, but let's be honest. He had like 5 really unlucky games go against him this year. Let's say he won 3 of those games. Then he's 48-20. What are you arguing then? There's nothing to argue. I mean, you can't argue. I have people looking at 45-23 and they want to argue. What are you arguing? 45-23 over a 2-year period at Clemson is terrific. And if you're arguing, you're an adult. There's nothing to argue. If people want to break it down and say, oh, but some of those games weren't against, everybody plays those games. There's not 2 versions of 45-23. There's 1 version. 45-23. It puts you 6th in the ACC over that time period. And you've had no luck at all. Virginia is 60-6 over 2 years, which is mind-boggling, almost incredible. Duke is 58-13. North Carolina is 53-17. Florida State, Leonard Hamilton, people wanted to fire him for years, 50-19. Virginia Tech, 45-20. And then Clemson next at 45-23. Teams behind them, Syracuse, Louisville, NC State, Georgia Tech. And look at the records of some of these teams. Georgia Tech is a stinking 27-37 over the last 2 years. You want to fire somebody? Start there. 27-37. Boston College, 33-33. Miami, 36-28. Larinaga, another genius. Wake Forest, 22-40. Pittsburgh, 22-43. This is the reality of it. This guy today writes me and he says, well, I don't consider 45-23 good at all. He said, I think we should be like 53-15. That's what the guy wrote me. He said, I think we should be like 53-15. You know who isn't 53-15? North Carolina. So this dolt thinks that Clemson basketball should be better than North Carolina. Okay, explain that one to me. You know, look, here's the thing. Football's winning national championships every year, and some of you have a twisted sense of reality because of it. And you think basketball is supposed to do the same thing. Here's a newsflash for you. You're not paying players. A lot of these other major powers around the country, they're paying players. I had one guy write me on Twitter, and he was doing it laughingly, but he said, well, I wish we would have paid Zion. But 45-23, doing it the right way without cheating over a 2-year period. And then, you know, and I'll get the guy I know who says, oh, but Walter, this has been 9 years. Look, I don't give a rat's a what happened 8 years ago. It's irrelevant what happened 8 years ago. I'm talking now. You get it? If you governed by that means, you would have never stuck around to find out that Frank Beamer was a good coach. You would have fired him for what he did 7 years ago. Who cares what happened 7 years? There were no facilities here. You played 1 year when the facilities were being remodeled where you didn't play any home games. Your home games were in Greenville. And you want to argue 45-23? Which, again, with any luck at all, any luck. I'm not talking a lot of luck. I'm talking any luck at all this year. It'd be like 48-20. But even as it stands, with no luck, 45-23 is damn good from a historical Clemson basketball standpoint. You can't argue with those numbers. So people shift the argument. They move the goalposts. They move the basket. They move it to, but 8 years ago, again, I'll give a rat's a what he did 8 years ago. Who cares? We're talking about now. The last 2 years, you're 45-23. What's to argue with? You can't look at 45-23 and argue. I had a North Carolina fan, Chad, on Twitter who wrote, that's unbelievable that he wasn't aware of that. That he hadn't thought about it in that context. This is the now. This is the now. Again, the only teams that are better in the ACC over that period, Virginia, North Carolina, Duke, Florida State, and Virginia Tech. Barely. And you want to get rid of this guy? When he's ahead of teams like Louisville and Syracuse, you know what I get then, Ramona? I get the guy who writes, oh, but Louisville and Syracuse have had all sorts of problems. Whose fault is that? Is that Clemson's fault? Louisville and Syracuse have had issues, right? Issues regarding how players are recruited to their universities. And Clemson has exceeded them despite the fact that rules may have been bent. I don't get it. What exactly do you think you're... Again, the guy today was the perfect example. I mean, you can't write anything dumber than this guy wrote today. He wrote, He thinks we should, that Clemson should be like 53-15, and then he would say it was good. Again, which would be significantly better than North Carolina. So I got a guy whose rationale, whose little mind tells him that Clemson should be better in basketball than North Carolina. Okay, gotcha. There's no reason to talk to you anymore. Because you're just clueless. You have no sense of reality. None. From a historical standpoint, 45-23 over 2 years is about as good as it gets. And this is your program now. This is your program after the facilities, after the year where you didn't have any true home games. Although, to be quite honest, those fans up in Greenville actually may have supported the program better than the fans in Clemson. Which is sort of embarrassing, quite honestly. But when you look at 45-23, stop arguing. But you know, Ramona, remember that line I used? When you attempt to defend the indefensible, you're guaranteed to look like an idiot. When you attempt to circumvent 45-23, you are guaranteed to look like an idiot. This is Clemson. If you think that Clemson is guaranteed or entitled to be better than 45-23 over 2 years in basketball, then you're clueless. I'm sorry, it's inarguable. When you see 45-23, just stop talking. It's game over. Anything you try and say after that is going to sound really stupid. You know why? Because it is. That's the bottom line. Anything you say after that is going to sound ignorant. Saying, but we played some bad teams. Yeah, everybody plays bad teams, Auerbach. But Louisville and Syracuse had problems. Right, whose fault is that? So you're finishing ahead over a two-year period of historically elite basketball programs, and that's not good enough for you. Good luck being better than that. Good luck finding a guy who's going to come here and do better than that. I wish you well in that endeavor. The rest of the common sense people, I think, get it. And when pointed out that Clemson's 45-23 over 2 years, they don't really want to argue that because they know there's really no argument to be made against that. There just isn't. We're live at Twin Peaks. Come on out and hang out with the show this afternoon and this evening. Walked up to the road rage. Quick break.
Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville is the ultimate sports lodge you've been searching for. It's your local source for sports on wall-to-wall TVs and the most scenic views in the market. Everything on this fan favorite menu is made from scratch and guaranteed to please. Pair the new Nashville hot chicken sandwich with a local market brew served at a frosty 29 degrees by a beautiful Twin Peaks girl. Located on Woodruff Road in Greenville, Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.
The 2018 model blowout sale rolls on at George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less and travelers less. Like a Ford Mustang with leather and shaker stereo, suggested retail at $37,380. Sale priced at just $30,999. We're talking great deals at George Coleman Ford, with the fourth generation of Colemans taking great care of you. The 18 model blowout sale at George Coleman Ford.
Everyone qualifies. All for good through April 4th, 2019.
The first weekend of the NCAA tournament is the greatest betting event of the year. Whether you like filling out a bracket, picking a national champion, predicting first round upsets, or all of the above, MyBookie is the perfect home for your March Madness fun. Will Zion Williamson and his teammates cement their legacy at Duke with a title? Can Virginia get past its loss to a 16 seed last year? And can Kentucky get back to the Final Four? If you know the answers, or even if you don't, MyBookie is the place to get in on the action. They have something for everyone, even you. Multiple bracket guy, MyBookie has been in business for years. Their goal is to give you the best customer service in the business. And the best part is, they pay out fast when you win. I'm talking 48 hours. Bet with the best. Then kick back and enjoy March Madness while you watch your picks cash in. Deposit with MyBookie today with promo code RADIO for a 50% sign-up bonus. That's promo code RADIO. With MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid.
Mickey Pollard here with another great offer from Zero Res. Spring is upon us, and so is the dust and dirt. Now through the end of March, mention Mickey Plowler and get 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $119 and a hallway for free. Get ahead of the spring cleaning rush. And did you know that Zero Res also cleans air ducts? Call for a free estimate, 864-558-7300, or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
Ready to make your commute more entertaining, more interesting, even more productive? Then try 100% ad-free listening on Audible. Each month, you'll get 2 Audible Originals, exclusive titles you can't find anywhere else. Plus, a credit good for any audiobook and unlimited access to exclusive fitness and wellness programs. All with our commitment-free guarantee. The most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories. Go to audible.com today to start your free 30-day trial. And your first audiobook is on us.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Foothills Metal Supply of Pickens is your local supplier for metal roofing supplies and more. Buy from a dealer who has pride in providing you with the highest quality materials at the best price. Stop by their lot at 2331 Walhalla Highway in Pickens today and see all they have to offer. Foothills Metal Supply allows you to cut out the middleman and go directly to what you need. Call today for more information at 864-481-9180. That's 864-481-9180.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Snap, hold, the kick is blocked. It's blocked, bounces over to the Clemson sideline. Christian Wilkins blocked it, and then it was scooped up by Mark Fields.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Johnny Ray, Sapperson, DeWalter, Winchell, Joe DiMaggio, Joe McCarthy, Richard Nixon, Studebaker, Television, North Korea, South Korea, Marilyn Monroe. Rosenberg's H-Bomb, Sugar Ray, Pat Moonjohn, Randall, the King and I, and the Catcher in the Rye, Eisenhower vaccine, England's got a new queen, Marciano, Liberace, Satire. Yeah, Rockefeller, Campanella, Communist Bloc, Roy Cohn, Warperon, Toscanini, Dan Kron,
Welcome to the Red Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar, live from Twin Peaks. Come on out and see us this afternoon and this evening. NCAA tournament action. We'll try and get you some updates. As I look at Auburn, New Mexico State, it is 70-63 Auburn with 3:36 remaining. So New Mexico State hanging right in there, as I thought they would. I thought this would be a very tough game. Look, the line on this game, I think, was like 5. New Mexico State with a big turnover right there, I believe. You want to get in, 654-7627. 654-7627. Here's another element about Brad Brownell and Clemson basketball. The other day, I heard a conversation. I think it was Brad and Ben, and they were talking about the age of some of the ACC coaches. And I thought it was an interesting conversation because it's something you don't necessarily think about. But there's going to be a new world order soon in the ACC. Does this mean that Duke and North Carolina won't continue their success? No. But logically speaking, Leonard Hamilton, Jim Boeheim, Roy Williams, Mike Krzyzewski, they're all on their way out. All those guys are on their way out. I mean, how much longer are any of them going to coach? I mean, absolute max is like, what, 3 or 4 years with the whole group of them? And it may be significantly less. And quite honestly, any of them could go out at any time. I'm not saying die necessarily, but, you know, They could. I'm not saying that, you know, and I'm not rooting for that, you understand? But what I'm saying is when you get older, things tend to happen. I mean, what's the likelihood that all of those guys are still coaching the ACC in 3 years? I'd say none. I'd say zero. Now, how many will be? I don't know. But here's what you need to know is that your coach is 45 and 23 over the last 2 years. What happens when these cats disappear? Is Duke going to be the same team without Krzyzewski? I doubt it. What about North Carolina without Roy Williams? I think North Carolina has a better chance to be the same team than Duke does. What about Syracuse without Bayheim? No chance. What about Florida State without Leonard Hamilton? No chance. So the face of this league is going to be changing in the next few years. The very face of the league, it's going to look different. And you have to wonder whether the power schools are still going to be the power schools or whether there will actually be a new world order. And then the question is, where are you going to be as a part of it? And you want to pull the plug on a guy who's 45 and 23 the last 2 years? That's smart. That's smart. Auburn now up just 5, although they just scored. So Auburn 2:13 remaining, and Auburn up 72-65. And again, this is exactly the type of game you would have expected. I picked Auburn to go to the Final Four. I debated Auburn versus North Carolina. I'm still not sure about that. But I fully expected that Auburn was going to have a war in this first game. I knew there was a realistic chance. In fact, I said so at the college football show, at the college basketball show the other night, that, you know, there's a legitimate chance that New Mexico State takes Auburn out in game one. That was one of my concerns with picking Auburn this first game. But Auburn so far taking care of business. And I think we're going to find out as this tournament goes on that this tournament's all about the ACC, the SEC, and Gonzaga, as I've been saying. I think that's really the foundation of this tournament. I think that's what it's all about. I think those two leagues are significantly better. And I know Minnesota beat Louisville. I expected Minnesota to beat Louisville. Louisville's a garbage team. I don't think they should have been in it. I just think that, you know, I was a little surprised in the portions of the game I watched that we didn't see Minnesota press Louisville at all, because obviously it's been something they haven't handled all year. But, you know, I guess no one watched film. New Mexico State at the free throw line, missed the first of two with 1:50 remaining, and Auburn holding on to an 8-point lead. So New Mexico State still trying to hang in there. Michigan State up just 1 on Bradley. I hate Michigan State. I think they're overrated. I think that whole league is overrated. I don't think they'll be around long. And maybe this is the biggest shock of the whole tournament right now, is that to this point, is that Florida State's in a tie game. They just went up 1 against Vermont with 12:19 left. This would be a really bad loss. This would be about as bad a loss as you can possibly imagine. You can't go 50-19 in the ACC over the last 2 years, go to the Elite Eight a year ago, beat Gonzaga, and then lose to Vermont with all the talent and length Florida State has. And Vermont just had a wide-open three from the corner and missed it. Florida State with the rebound. But right now, that game is Florida State 44, Vermont 43, with 11:51 remaining. And no, I would never have anticipated this. Florida State just took a three from like 28 feet. Stupid shots. That's the kind of thing that gets you beat in March. It's ridiculous. That was a ridiculous shot. Vermont comes down, has an open look at a three, misses, but gets two offensive rebounds. And who's this foul on? Is this Vermont over the back? Is this Florida State on the rebounding foul? I don't know. A 1-point game there with 11 minutes left. You want to get in, you're welcome to. 654-7627. 654-7627. Bradley and Michigan State, 18 all with 8 minutes left. You know, I will say this. People always get too excited about scores early in games. They mean nothing. Because a score is 18 all with 8 minutes left doesn't mean a thing. It takes time for the better team to exert their dominance. It just doesn't happen in a 10-minute stretch that you randomly, arbitrarily determine before the game. It's not the way it works. So, you know, do I think Bradley's going to beat Michigan State? No. Would I like them to? Yeah, I would be okay with that. I don't have Michigan State going that far, so I would be okay with getting rid of them. Michigan State with a one-point lead, but that's not going to happen. At this moment, Auburn up 7, and I can't see the time on that. But Auburn up 7 right now, 73-66, I think is the latest score there. And there is 57 seconds left. So Auburn clinging to the lead. And New Mexico State just fouled. Auburn's going to go to the free throw line, up 7 with 56 seconds left. So Auburn looking good to advance and to continue their role. If they close this out, they'll have won 9 straight and 11 of 12 basketball games. So, again, that's pretty much the definition of hot, I think. We'll see how far that carries them through. I think the thing Auburn has going for them right now is they have 3 scores. Going back to this other issue for a minute, this issue of the elderly, you know, this issue of the elderly. You have elderly coaches. You have guys coaching this league who get discount prescriptions at the pharmacy and get into movies for free. You know, that's the truth of it. I mean, you have guys in their 70s coaching basketball in this league. How much longer are they going to be around? You know, so I think that's another thing in Clemson's favor in terms of the future and how it might play out. I have no idea what just happened in Auburn and New Mexico State. I didn't see it. But somehow, Auburn, who was going to the free throw line, I thought, has lost 2 points off their lead. It's now 73-68. Let me tell you about Harry's. Listen, what I love most about Harry's is the flexible, soft hinge. It glides across the contours of your face. There are never any cuts or any burns. Join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Harry's founders were tired of getting screwed over, paying for overpriced and over-designed razors, gimmicks like flex balls, vibrating heads, handles that look like spaceships, tactics that the leading brands have used for years. They fixed this with a simple, clean design with quality, durable blades at a fair price. They bought the German factory that made the finest steel and ground it into the sharpest blades. For a limited time only, Aries is a special offer for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Aries with code WALT at harrys.com. You get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code WALT at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Use code WALT at checkout to claim your offer. Let them know I sent you. That's how this deal works. You will thank me later. Meanwhile, Vermont has taken a 1-point lead over Florida State with 11:30 remaining in the game. You know, on my way in here, Quack and Kelly were talking about Cinderellas. You'd have a developing Cinderella if Vermont beat Florida State. You'd have one of the big upsets in NCAA tournament history, because I didn't hear a single person pick Vermont against Florida State. And I still don't think it'll happen. But, hey, look, the way this deal works and the way Virginia always gets themselves in trouble in this deal is the longer an underdog hangs around with a more talented team, the more game pressure the more talented team begins to feel. And that does not play in their favor. That makes them tight. Vermont is in, like, gambling parlance, they're playing with house money right now. They have no pressure at all. They're playing free and easy. They have no worries. They're probably astonished where they are in this game. So they have no pressure on them whatsoever. Vermont won't take a shot the rest of this game if they have any pressure on them over, because no one thought they were going to win. Meanwhile, from this point on, every shot Florida State takes is pressurized. Every shot. Because they're a big favorite, and we're supposed to win this game easily. Not only that, a lot of people at Florida State in the Final Four. A lot of people. There were multiple people at the show the other night who had Florida State in the Final Four. Again, it's still early, but as the minutes tick away and Vermont stays close, the upset becomes much more viable, not just in terms of common math, but in terms of the elements I just discussed. So something to watch here, where Florida State 11-15 and counting, and they trail Vermont by 1. Man, that would be a story. Elsewhere, Auburn still clinging to a 5-point lead with 45 seconds left, except now New Mexico State is actually at the line somehow. I need to pay attention to this game because I thought it was over 30 seconds ago. It's not at all over. Very much alive, although New Mexico State just missed the first of two free throws. But Auburn clinging to a 5-point lead. It's a lot like the Yale game. Auburn clinging to a 5-point lead with just 45 seconds left. It's been cut to 4 now after New Mexico State hits the second of two free throws. And Auburn just turned it over in the backcourt. New Mexico State, full court pressure, and Auburn just threw it away. Bruce Pearl looking for a foul. Bruce Pearl's face is about to explode. His face is bright red. His face looks like a watermelon. His face is absolutely... Bruce Pearl's head is turned around like Linda Blair in The Exorcist. Pearl not happy with any of that. Hey, Bruce, your team has to play better. Your team has to play better with the lead. Make free throws. Don't foul. Don't do any of those things. I mean, are you kidding me? Bruce Pearl, there may have been a foul there. They're probably going to review this. I can't tell from where I am who this ball tipped off of. I think the call is right. I think it went off Auburn from what I can tell from here. Pearl, I think, was complaining about a reach-in foul prior to that. So we're going to go to break, and the update on this game is... New Mexico State is scoring without the clock moving, which is exactly what you need to do when you're trying to come back. They're down 5. They're down 4 with 41 seconds left, and they're going to be shooting free throws. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, live from Twin Peaks. Come on out and see us.
Hey, guys, this is Taj Boyle with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's been a great year for Tiger football and for Lakeside Lodge. We want to say thank you for welcoming us to the Clemson family. Construction is well underway, and there are a handful of luxury condos remaining. If you haven't gotten yours yet, call us today to schedule a tour or come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard. Trust me, you'll want to be a part of this Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
The 2018 model blowout sale rolls on at George Coleman Ford, where trucks cost less and travelers less. Like a Ford Expedition XLT with moonroof and leather, suggested retail at $61,855, sale price at just $50,999. We're talking great deals at George Coleman Ford, with the fourth generation of Colemans taking great care of you. The 18 model blowout sale at George Coleman Ford.
Everyone qualifies, all for good through April 4th, 2019.
Everyone has someone in their lives that could use a little surprise, a little pick-me-up. You want to deliver those smiles, but who has the time? School, work, and more. Try Urban Nirvana's online gift certificate. Buy and print it right from your own computer. A great way to treat your wife for making all those tailgate preparations, your college student for all the hard work, or mom, just because. Online purchase and print from your computer, only at urbannirvana.com.
Hi, Tiger fans. For the past 3 years, you've given Engineered Sleep Mattress Company your strong support and helped their business grow tremendously. They wanted to take a moment to simply say thank you. Thank you for supporting a local business. Thank you for supporting this radio station. And thank you for telling your friends and family about a great place to buy a mattress. If you're not sleeping well, then make 2019 your year to get some great sleep. Go visit Engineered Sleep Mattress Company in Greenville.
Canty Foundation Specialist has immediate openings in production. No experience necessary. Competitive pay, benefits, and training is provided. Join the Canty production team today. 864-641-0176 or visit CantyCanFixIt.com.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Steptula on 105.5 The Roar.
What were you thinking?
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar, live from Twin Peaks. Auburn clean to a 3-point lead. They hit the second free throw. They're up 77-73 with 12.2 left. New Mexico State's ball. This is exactly like the end of Yale. New Mexico State banks in a three. They have cut it to one with 6.8 seconds left. I think that three banked from my angle. I'm a ways away from that monitor, but it looked to me like that ball banked in. So New Mexico State with a garbage three off the glass, I think. I can't tell, actually, from my angle. Maybe I'll be able to tell now. Let's see. No, it didn't. It's straight in. Sorry. My bad. Swish. New Mexico State down one. With 6.8 seconds left. Auburn's had trouble with New Mexico State's pressure here late. Auburn had an 8-point lead and had this game secured and was at the free throw line. Now, Ramona, it's my Final Four team that's in trouble. And I knew they could be in this game. Knew they could be. I knew it was a risk I was taking. But we'll find out whether they can close this out or not. New Mexico State giving them absolutely everything they could handle. Elsewhere, Michigan State and Bradley.
That's one of mine, too. I don't like that.
Oh, you have Auburn?
Yeah.
Oh, we got to get to your brackets. We have to get to your brackets. We're gonna miss out on that. Let me see. Elsewhere, Florida State exerting themselves a little bit, up five now, 50-45 with 9 minutes left. And Auburn's going to face full court pressure here, and they have not handled it well in the last couple minutes here. So we'll find out whether they can hold on or whether the SEC tournament champion is going to be bounced in round one by New Mexico State. New Mexico State has given them everything they can handle. Michigan State still up just one with 5 minutes, still just 5 minutes left in the first half in that game. So a lot of time to go in that game. And Auburn getting set to inbound the ball. New Mexico State, full court pressure. Auburn gets the inbounds pass, almost throws it away. Auburn threw the ball backwards to the inbounder and almost a turnover. But New Mexico State,
getting all messed up.
New Mexico State fouled quickly. And now you're in the situation where Auburn has to hit these two free throws to prevent New Mexico State from getting a last second type shot to win this thing at the buzzer. From three. Auburn up one, 6.0 left, and they are shooting two free throws. So highly pressurized free throws right now on the part of Auburn. We'll find out. And they choke. Short on the first one. It's a 1-point lead, and Auburn now facing getting bounced in the first game of the tournament. I mean, that was a full-blown choke job right there. That's called pulling the string. That was almost an air ball. Barely scraped the front rim. Auburn and Ramona getting ready to go chokey choke. I'm getting ready to lose a Final Four
That's
team on
good.
The first game. Auburn, I mean, come on. Shoot the second free throw already.
That messes up my bracket.
We're going to get to your bracket. Maybe I shouldn't tell you what happens here.
No, I have the TV here.
Second free throw is rolls in. Sort of jammed into the rim, really. Hit both sides of the rim like five times. But New Mexico State can win it. The fact that Auburn couldn't hit two. If they go for three, they have a shot to win. They're going to the basket. Throw it outside for three. No good. They fouled him? They called a foul on this? They're saying they fouled a three-point shooter. Are you kidding me? They are saying that. I got to see this again. Oh, come on. Oh, that is so weak. Come on. There was no contact on that shot. The shot was gone. That's absolute bullcrap. That is a garbage call. You can't. I mean, that wasn't on the shot. If there was contact, it was way after the shot. We'll see what happens here. Auburn's going to New Mexico State's going to have three free throws, down two, with a chance to win this. There's 1.1 seconds left. So Auburn may be getting ready to exit in the first game of the tournament. I'm not sure what they're reviewing. I don't know what they're reviewing. You call the foul, so I don't know what they're reviewing. I don't think they're reviewing the clock, so I'm not sure what the review is.
This is over, right? So my brain.
That's a bad call. That's a bad call. I mean, the foul wasn't on the shot. If there was contact, it was well afterward. It had nothing to do with the shot. Here we go. He misses the first. So New Mexico State will not win in regulation. We've now established that. Now we establish whether they lose in regulation. There was no pressure on that first one. Now there's pressure. Hits the second. Down one. 1.7. Oh, they put 0.6 back on the clock. So that's what they were checking. They were checking the clock.
Big time.
They were checking the clock. Why the show and Charles Barkley in the studio is beyond me. Auburn up 78-77, 1.7 left, and here's the third free throw. It's no good. Who's the ball? Oh my goodness! He missed the third free throw, but they're saying the ball went off Auburn. And they're going to give it to New Mexico State under the basket. And there's still 1.1 left. They're going to have to review this, too, because there's no way. I think they're going to have to review who this ball went out on. But Auburn couldn't control the defensive rebound. So they missed two of three free throws, and that looks like it went off Auburn. So New Mexico State's going to get the ball under their own basket with 1.1 left or whatever they're going to put on the clock. I think it's off Auburn. You probably could have called a rebounding foul. It looked like there was contact there. But regardless, you got to block out. You got to be stronger than that. It's a terrible blackout in that situation. You just went for the ball, didn't put a body on the guy at all, and you let him walk you under the basket. Cardinal sins in basketball, things you can't do. Things you can't do. You just can't have it. That ball is going to stay with New Mexico State. This is clearly off of Auburn. I think clearly there was a rebounding foul that wasn't called, but it's going to stay with New Mexico State under their own basket, 1.1 left. And New Mexico State, who could only make one of three free throws on a bogus three-point shot attempt foul, is now going to get another chance to win the game. This is like when the Russians beat the U.S. in the Olympics when they got like seven chances when Doug Collins played on that team. That's what this is like in this situation. And we still have a timeout there. Let me see what else is going on. Vermont still hanging tough, down 51-48 against Florida State. And that's the only other score I see at the moment. Actually, Belmont is up on Maryland 22-14. We have Belmont, so I'm happy about that. We have Belmont. I thought that Belmont would beat Temple, and then I expected them to beat Maryland. Still very early in that game. So New Mexico State's going to get another shot to win, and you can catch it and shoot it in 1.1 seconds. That's going to stay the game time. Bruce Pearl is going... is absolutely gone berserk. His face is bright red. Inbounds pass, wide open three to win it. Missed. And Auburn holds on. You couldn't ask for you could not ask for a better shot by New Mexico State. They had open three from the corner. And missed it badly. Bricked it. So, you know, look, at the end of this game, neither one of these teams wanted to win. Neither one of them. I mean, you know, you're getting the prerequisite tears from New Mexico State. I get that. I get that. Played a tough game. You feel sorry for the underdog in a situation like this when they don't win. But with 1.1, you're not going to get much of a better look than that. And they had their shots. They had three free throws, could only make one. Charles Barkley celebrating. Sit down, Charles. You had nothing to celebrate. I mean, look, I picked Auburn. I have Auburn in the Final Four. I'm not celebrating that. I mean, you would have to play a lot better than that if you plan on advancing to the Final Four. But, hey, look, sometimes you got to get that bad game out of your system. Sometimes that's just the way it works. And you know, remember when NC State wound up beating Houston that year, they survived a round one game against Pepperdine, which went to multiple overtimes. And had they not survived that game, there would have been no miraculous finish. Ramon, I need you to keep me updated on time at this point. Michigan State is trailing Bradley 29-28 with 3:29 left in the first half. And Florida State is up 4 on Vermont with 6:57 left of the game. So you get into danger time in that game, at least from a Seminole standpoint. But the Noles clinging to a 4-point lead as we speak. All right, Ramona,
so
I want to get...
Auburn is okay.
Yeah, Auburn survived. Good. Yeah. Me especially, since I had him in my Final Four. Me especially. I've not missed a game yet, but I'm not sure that means anything at this point. Because
well,
I think that they've been...
I didn't think these people would even try hard like that. So.
I think all the favorites have won at this point, so I don't think there's anything too shocking out there. Belmont's an underdog, and they're winning. I think they're like a 3-point underdog. But other than that, it's sort of chalk
Belmont.
So far.
What?
Say, what?
Belmont, you say?
Yeah.
I don't have them. I have Maryland going.
Well, the game's not over, Mo. It's in the first half.
Oh, okay.
Plenty of time. It's basketball. You can make up 8 points in 30 seconds. All right. So I want to start on your bracket reveal.
Right now? Well, let's wait till the 4 o'clock.
Well, all right. I don't know exactly where we are, so you've got to help me with that. All right. Now let's start it now. Then let's start the bracket now.
All right. Okay. You sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
All right. All right.
Toto. I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, that's just your introductory music?
That's my pick music.
Oh, good grief.
You don't recognize my pick music?
I do, sadly.
How do you not recognize my pick music?
Okay, I give. I surrender. I'm at your mercy. Give me a stop.
Okay, where are we going to start with the East first?
Start wherever you want. It's your bracket.
Okay, we'll start with the East first.
All right, start with the East first.
Okay, Duke versus whoever. I don't know who they're going to play because I don't know if that game is over. I didn't pay attention. So who are they playing?
I don't remember. I don't remember
or
who's
something else.
Yeah, I don't remember who's opposite them. They win that game.
Okay. All right. Well, I took Duke anyway. So you're
good.
Saying they won that? Okay.
No,
good.
I'm saying it hasn't been played yet.
Oh, yay. Okay. At least that makes sense. Okay. And I took Duke, and and the reason I took Duke is because they have Zion Williamson.
Yeah. Yeah, he plays for them.
And he had a shoe break, and this is what he sounded like.
That's wrong.
So since they have him, what?
I didn't hear Zion whining and crying about his shoe.
Yes, he did. Didn't he threaten to sue and all this other garbage?
I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah, that's him.
No,
Listen to it again.
I don't recall any of that.
I do.
Okay.
I do. Okay, so I took Duke because they have him. I mean, I'm not crazy. Okay.
Despite the fact he allegedly whined and cried.
Yeah, he's still a good player.
Okay. All right,
okay.
Good.
The next game is VCU versus UCF.
You know what? Just stop for a second. Vermont just ran a perfect backdoor cut, and the chump blew the layup. I mean, come on, man. All right, go on.
Okay. VCU versus UCF. UCF is a football school. I'm taking VCU.
Even though UCF has a player who's 7'6"?
I guess so.
Named Taco?
Taco. I guess
Taco.
He's named after a chihuahua?
Taco Fall. 7'6". Taco Fall. All right, so you're going against the 7'6" Taco Fall?
Yes.
Okay. Because UCF is a football school.
Right.
Okay, gotcha. That makes sense to me. All right, let me give you some quick updates. Most of these games are a commercial. Belmont up by 11, 32-21 on Maryland. I like that because I picked Belmont. And I don't see any other games in action right now, so I can't give you any other updates. Walter Tulip Road Rage live from Twin Peaks. Come see us. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the safety of the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Are you tired of eating greasy fat?